not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We hear thy voice above the ground.
All hail the power of Jesus' name is our featured hymn on today's program of Hymn History. Our guest soloist, Brenda Nelson, will sing That Beautiful Name. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir begins the program with At the Name of Jesus.
To bear the cross was he, willing to suffer misery, willing to go to Calvary, laying his glory aside, willing to hang there on the tree, willing to bear the agony, willing to die for you and me, Jesus the Crucified.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you.
Our story today concerns the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, written by Edward Perronet. One of the most dramatic instances of its use was found in the experience of the missionary E.P. Scott in India. E.P. Scott had the vision of a lost world, and specifically the country of India. He learned of an inland tribe who had never heard the word of God and became burdened to go among them to preach the gospel. While he was making preparations to go, friends and relatives gave their advice.
E.P., do you know what you're doing? Why, those natives are barbarous savages.
Really, dear Scott, it's too dangerous for a civilized person to travel alone in that part of the world.
It just seems to me that there are plenty of needy persons right here at home. Such a waste.
The voice of God was stronger in Scott's ears than the voices of his friends and loved ones. Scott went to India, trusting God for protection. He carried no weapon, only food, and an old battered violin. When at last he reached the hill country, he suddenly found himself surrounded by a large group of natives. With menacing scowls, they advanced slowly upon him, their spears pointed directly at his chest. On an impulse, the missionary closed his eyes, lifted his violin, and began to play and sing.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal fire.
While he sang, Scott expected at any moment to be killed. At last, he opened his eyes, and he saw that the natives had dropped their spears. They were looking at him with curiosity and interest. He began slowly to speak to them in their language and tell them the gospel story. They received him eagerly, and many gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ that very day.
Thank you.
and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Gail Dingery, with Jim Martin at organ and piano. In the cast today were Brenda Nelson, Jim Gray, Larry Curtis, Tom Burbridge, and Hymn History is written by Laura Pratt. Technical supervisor, Dave Harrell. Corbin Tabler is production director. Listen next week at the same time for Hymn History. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.